Welcome, everyone, to lucky episode 13 of the Mozo Media Music Podcast. I'm Craig Higdon, a.k.a. Stompin' Jim Ambone, and with me is...
Josh Lawrence, a.k.a. JJ Sonic.
And this is a podcast that brings you songs you've probably never heard and songs you've requested we make for you. And we have a big announcement. We're going weekly!
Dun-dun-dun! That's right. Every week we'll bring you a two-song shot. Two featured songs. Could be indie rock or ambient or experimental or who knows what. And we'll have a sub-brilliant news report from Tom Merritt once a month and some music trivia for you on the weeks we don't have Tom's sub-brilliance.
We'll also still be taking custom song requests, of course, and fulfilling one of those a month. Why don't you explain these custom-made songs, Josh?
All right, it's a chance for you, the listener, to have us make a song for you. You give us the title of the song and what you'd like the song to sound like, and it might appear on the next podcast. You can email us at music@mozomedia.com, or you can also go to our site and click on the Request a Custom-Made Song link and fill out a nifty online form. Either way, we'd love to hear from you, and we'd love to make a song for you.
And our first song today is a custom song request for a very special person. This is for Mr. San, and this is to commemorate his upcoming trip around the world.
Yes, this is. He requested something titled Mr. San's World Tour, and it's a vacation he's been planning for quite a while. And he gave us his itinerary, and we based the song on that. And let's hear how it turned out. This song executive produced by Mr. San.
Where are you going, Mr. San?
On a world tour over sea and land.
What's the first place you will go?
Well, wouldn't you like to know?
Was a hell of a song. That was awesome. I want to go on that trip now. Now I want to go on vacation.
Are you want to duplicate Mr. San's trip bit by bit?
Yes, I'm actually also going to steal his name so that I get this set song. Well, coming up next, we have the news. The sub-brilliant news.
From around the world and around your block, this is Sub-Brilliant News. I'm Greg Whitney. Iraq is accusing the United States of pulling out too quick, as the government is allowing for the U.S. Army to wind up combat operations by the end of the month. The United States says it can't stop itself, and it's going to have to go ahead and pull out as soon as possible. Iraq said it should have thought of that before it begun this, and you are selfish and never think of my needs. The secret world government closed another plenary session without a resolution over what to do with the world economy. Officials would not comment, as they can't acknowledge that a secret world government exists in the first place. Hans Al-Jaha, who has no knowledge of any kind of secret world government, told reporters, if in theory there was a secret world government who had planned a recession and now could not resolve the best way to transition out of it, then I would guess, although this is pure speculation, that we would see more mixed economic indicators for quite a while. But the notion of a secret world government is preposterous. Al-Jaha was then whisked away in an unmarked black sedan that transformed into a helicopter shortly thereafter. Sources familiar with the debate deny that any debate exists, but speculate that if in some hypothetical universe it did, the conflict would be over whether recovery would be staggered or even. One delegate who refused to acknowledge that he was talking to us or even that he existed at all said, one group would advocate an even recovery to smooth out some of the economic inequities that had been exacerbated by the previous boom. The other group believes the best way to balance the economy is to allow China, Brazil, and other previously difficult economies to lead the way out. That group had been winning the debate until the last few months. Of course, this is all hogwash, and you're imagining me anyway. The delegate then disappeared into an alley and could not be found. The next round of secret government talks won't take place in Jakarta, Indonesia, and definitely will not begin on August 18th, as there is no such thing as a secret world government. For Sobrilliant News, I'm Greg Whitney.
I'm glad that Sobrilliant News is staying sharp and fresh. And, you know, I'm really surprised that I haven't heard that pull-out joke.
I know. I was wondering too that I thought for sure maybe the Onion had beat him to it, but I don't remember hearing it anywhere.
That's great. Well, if you like that, you can get more Sobrilliant News at www.sobrilliant.com/news. Okay, next we have a song by the Chicago band Cooler by the Lake.
Yes, this is a band that Carl Ifrig, who contributes to lots of music for this podcast, it's a band that he's played with as well. And probably the best description for them comes from their own MySpace page. And I'll just quote this. This is just part of a long quote of their self-description, but freakish rock and roll sideshow on the main stage. They are the missing link between the music that got your parents in trouble and the oddball art rock wannabes of today. I think you'll see how true that is when we listen to it. And this is a vinyl rip from Carl's single of this song. It's called A Battle of My Own, but because it's a rip off the single, it's a little less high quality than maybe we'd want, but I think the song still comes through.
Battle is done, gonna sing this song and make love to you.
That was pretty great.
Yeah, I feel like I need a cigarette.
Yeah, you know, it's like if Danzig was singing with Boston. And I mean that in the best way.
Right.
I want to play that song in Guitar Hero.
And that chorus stuck in my head for quite a while after I heard that song for the first time. So
no, that's good.
It's good stuff. And I think we have some links to their websites.
Absolutely. If you want to hear more of Cooler by the Lake, go ahead and check out ryrorylakepresents.com/cooler.html. You can also check them out at MySpace. That's myspace.com/cbtl.
All right. And now we have a new segment called
What Else Are You Listening To?
And so this is where we play you a little sample of something that we've been listening to and liking recently. Most of the stuff that we play on the podcast, we either made ourselves or we got permission or it's Creative Commons stuff. But this is stuff that we can't play you a full song of, but we'll give you a little taste. And our artist for today is John Prine, who is a singer-songwriter, and he's kind of folkish with some country elements, and he's able to mix some other genres in there as well, which I really like. But I've been listening to his 1973 album Sweet Revenge recently, and this is a bit of a song called Christmas in Prison from that album.
It was Christmas in prison, and the food was real good. We had turkey and pistols carved out of wood. And I dream of her always, even when I don't dream. Her name's on my tongue, and her blood's in my strain. Wait a while, eternity. Oh, Mother Nature's got nothing on me. Come to me, run to me, come to me now. We're rolling, my sweetheart, we're blowing by God.
That song kills me every time. It was that song that convinced me I would really like him.
No, yeah, John Prine is great. You know, I've been a fan of Prime for a while now, and my wife is a big Iris DeMent fan, and we actually found out that they have a duet called In Spite of Ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
That's just hilarious and witty and touching in only the way that John Prine can kind of pull off. Yeah, he's great.
Excellent.
He's great.
Excellent.
If you want to find him online, you can find him at www.johnprine.net.
Yeah, give him a listen. He has a bunch of good stuff.
If you've been hankering for some real quality, real music, John Prine's a great place to go. Well, that about wraps it up for this episode of Mozo Media Music. Remember to email us at music@mozomedia.com and visit our website. You can't do one or the other. You have to do both. Visit our website at www.mozomedia.com/music.
And send in your song requests. You can use that handy form that I mentioned, the request a custom made song link, or email us.
We'll be back in a week, not a month, a week, with more new songs and more of us. See you then.
Bye.